Nazir Perik Vav Mishnah Yud Aleph. This is 6:11, the last of the chapter and the last on the topic of this concluding procedure for the Nazir. So the Mishnah says, Misha Nizrak Alav Echad Min Adamim V'Nitma. If you have a fellow who was a Nazir, he did successfully bring one of his karbanos, but then he became Tamei Meis. So what should happen? So if you call back to Mishnah Tes, called Mishnah Yis ago, we said that there was a machlokus, what was required for the Nazir to be able to return to normal life. Is it any blood on the Mizbeach from any of his korbanos, or is it the final concluding waving at the end of the whole process? And we said the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, that you need to just get any blood to the Mizbeach, and that'll be enough. So while that's true, and that's what the Tanakhama holds, Rabbi Eliezer is going to disagree. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you need to have the whole process completed through the tenufa, the waving, and therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, if in the middle of his karbanos being brought, he becomes tamei, so sir es hakol, he loses it all, he's set back. Now, what does it mean, es hakol? Es hakol means that all of his karbanos, it doesn't mean all of his time, and he doesn't go back to square one and start again. And that is that's certainly the case, because if you recall back to the third parak, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel 3:3 and 3:4, there we saw that Rabbi Eliezer held that if a person became Tamei, exposed to corpse Tumah, after completing his requisite time that he committed as a Nazir, he only loses those 7 days it takes to become Tahor all over again. And that being the case here too, Rabbi Eliezer would agree that he's not going to lose all his time to start from square one, but it does lose all the karbanos, meaning once the haircutting was done in a situation in which we didn't get to the finish line, so we got to start again from scratch, bring all new karbanos once again, and that'll have to be done after he becomes tahor, what's called 7 days later. V'chacham omrim, yavi sh'ar karbanosav v'itaher. The chacham say no, he's allowed to bring the rest of his karbanos that he didn't yet bring successfully once he becomes tahor, let's call that, 7 days or 8 days later. Now, the word v'itaher literally would translate as and he becomes tahor, but these korbanos are not there to be mitahir him. That's not the function of these korbanos. That's not what it means. And therefore, the Bar Tanura learns, like Tosos, who learns from the Yerushalmi, that we're talking here about when he becomes tahor. Like, when he becomes tahor, then he'll bring his other korbanos, not what the literal translation of the word vitahir means. Now, since you have a machlokus, if you need to bring all your karbanos if you became tamei in the middle of the process as a nazir. So the rabbis are going to bring, the chacham are going to bring a raya that they're right, because amru lo, the chacham bring the following story, telling it to Rabbi Eliezer. Maisa, this actually happened. B'Miriam hatarmodis, this woman Miriam from this place called Tarmod, she nizrak alea echem in hadamim, they did successfully apply blood from the first of her karbanos, uvova amrula, albita, Shehaisa Mesukenes. And then before concluding the process for her as a Nazira, they told her, listen, your daughter's on her deathbed. And therefore, Bahalcha, she ran to go see her daughter. Umatsa Shemesa. When this Miriam arrived to find her daughter, she found that her daughter had already died, Rahman al-Tzlan. And therefore, she became exposed to corpse Tumah. And that's the very situation in which she was in the middle of bringing her offerings. She did some, not others, and she became Tamea. Va'amru chachamim, and the rabbis of that door during the Beis Mikdash paskind, tavi shar karbonosea v'titar, let her bring the rest of her karbonos again when she becomes tahora. So you see from this that the chacham in the time of the Beis Mikdash paskind like the chacham here, and indeed that's the halacha, that a person would only need to bring the karbonos he didn't successfully bring before becoming tamei, because once we paskind like Rabbi Shimon, that once any of the bloods reaches the Mizbeach, so then the person has successfully completed their Naziris obligation to bring korbanos notwithstanding and can return to normal life. And with that, we finish the sixth parak of Nazir Baruch Hashem.